Federal and state officials yesterday announced the EPA grant for cleanup of the Kinnickinnick River on Milwaukee's south side. It's the second Legacy Act grant for Wisconsin, following one 3 years ago in Superior. Bills in Congress would significantly boost the amount of potential funds for Great Lakes Harbor cleanups, from $54 million a year to $150 million per year. EPA Regional Administrator Lynn Buell says the increase is needed, despite the fact that Congress and the EPA haven't spent much of the funds spelled out under the current version of the Act.
First of all, there needs to be an appreciation of how many players are involved in these projects. They don't come together overnight. I think we've done well, really, to completed five already. And, you know, as long as we have them in the pipeline and 5 years later, then we're going to need to be able to assure that the funding is there.
Gary Galizian of the EPA Great Lakes National Program Office says if the money is made available to his agency, it will be spent.
I mean, we're committed to spend whatever money is appropriated, and there we've got about 40 million cubic yards of contaminated sediments that we need to clean up, and we're just a small amount of the way there in terms of what we need to do.
The EPA acknowledges a potential tripling of the funds for the Legacy Act doesn't sit well with some congressional budget hawks. But with much of the Midwest region a battleground area in the presidential race, election year politics may help advance the promise of additional Great Lakes cleanup money. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.